A word for you from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. The Bible explains through different ways, with different language, what Jesus accomplished for us. Indeed, it'll take all eternity to understand and to stand in awe at just all that the Lord has accomplished for his children. And this is one way of describing it, that Jesus partook in our flesh and blood. He partook of all these things. In fact, as it says in another place, he drank our cup. Yes, it was the cup of God's wrath. Because of our sins, he drank right to the very dregs of the cup. And that was the greatest suffering, because he knew that in drinking of that cup, it would cause separation from God, which he regarded as the most important thing, in the sense that on the cross, God's wrath was poured out upon him because he identified so closely with our sin. Yes, he partook of everything about us. Why did he do that? It was so that he would go right into the enemy's camp, right into the place where the devil rules, and remove from him the right over death. Remember, sin causes death. Now Jesus, through his death, has conquered death. He has come right into the very headquarters of Satan himself, the chief enemy of the kingdom of God, Lucifer. And in one blow at Calvary, and with the emphasis being the resurrection, and finally the ascension, Jesus has destroyed the power of the devil, which is the power of death. Now, it might seem that it's a contradiction. Why do we still die today? Why is there still death? Well, it explains in verse 8 of the same chapter, in putting everything in subjection under his feet, he left nothing outside of his control, but at present we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. There's a book written, Satan is Alive and Well on Planet Earth. That may be, but in God's understanding, he has already, through Jesus, conquered the power of the devil. He is a defeated enemy.